Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Coastal Bend Chat. I'm your host, Robert Hutchins. And today is the day after Christmas. It's hard to believe it's already over with. All the preparation and whatnot. We left out of here last Friday on our way up to North Texas, DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth area to see my wife's family. And it's hard to believe that it's just boom, it's over with. I had to work today, so we came back yesterday afternoon. We got home, and it's 400 miles from where we're at down here in the Corpus Christi area of Texas up there, and with our family and whatnot, it usually takes at least 8 hours to 9 hours to make that trip. If it was one person, you could probably do it 6.5, 7 hours if you really just stop for gas and whatnot, maybe a bathroom break. But yeah, it was a long drive. It was a good visit though. We saw her parents and then her brother and his wife, so it was an enjoyable visit, and grandparents got to hang out with the kids, so I know they were happy as well. But anyway, we are back and started back working again today. And my desk is never fun after that many days out, even a long weekend. It's pretty crazy because I have a bunch of voicemails, a bunch of emails, and then I have to do all my other stuff. So I'm always trying to dig out. But yeah, it was a great weekend, and I hope all of y'all had a good Christmas. I'm looking forward to just chilling out, watching some ball games New Year's Day, and I'll be working New Year's Eve Day, and then I'm off again on New Year's Day, and then we get to the New Year and start fresh, start over, start the goals, which I set goals, but I don't do resolutions because I know that they're going to get broken. So I'll set my goals, but it's usually just one, it's a goal, you know, several goals, but then I'll kind of change my action plan to get there as I go along in life, or you know, throughout the year, and just kind of make changes, change direction, but just the goal stays the same. It's just how I get to the goal, what's the most efficient, the quickest, you know, etc., etc., to get there, and that's what I focus on. I don't really change a bunch of goals, because goals can stay the same as long as you still want that. You still want to achieve this or that, whatever it may be, whether it be a better husband, wife, father, mother, brother, sister, friend, employee, do better at work, you know, get back into school, finish your degree, find a job doing a certain thing as far as a career move goes, things like that. You have the same overall goal. Or, you know, if you want to become wealthy, for example, you have that goal. Well, what's going to get you there? That's the goal. The goal is the wealth. What's going to get you there is the pathway. And you'll have to adjust your action plan along the way. So anyway, but yeah, you know, I don't, mine is still to multiple flows of income, be a better husband and father, of course. Those are key things, because even if I had all the money in the world, if I wasn't improving myself as far as being a husband and a dad, it wouldn't be worth it, because it would go unnoticed, you know. So I work on that, and just bettering myself, making an impact on others, which hopefully I do with this show, and our various web my various websites, especially with the autism one, we're always trying to help people, anyone who needs, encouragement or, I wouldn't say advice, 'cause kids and people on the spectrum, they're different. They may have a lot of similarities, but there's a lot of differences, so there's no two people that are exactly alike, So you can give your story, but as far as giving advice, it's kind of hard to do because it doesn't, the shoe is not an exact fit, so all you can do is, we can tell people our story and just offer them encouragement, tell them what we did, how we handled the situation, where to go, where they can get assistance or whatnot. So anyway, but we're still working on that. We're gonna look at that site this year and maybe make some big changes. I don't know. I keep wanting to get into the news aspect of it, but it's so much, and honestly, some of it is downright depressing. It's frustrating, and it's just not fun to talk about. And I made that mistake several, say several, it's probably been about 6 or 7 years ago, where I was following a bunch of people on Twitter, and it was like all negative stuff. And we were first going through this where we found out my son was on the spectrum, and between that and I was unemployed and whatnot, and I found myself negative thoughts, negative outlook on life and whatnot, and I just stopped getting on there. It was too much. So now it's like I get on there, but it's for a specific purpose. It's to share content, share my podcast, whatever. That's all I use it for. I don't, if someone, I read things, but I don't put a lot of energy into it. And if someone responds to something, I put out or ask a question, I'll respond to them. But other than that, I don't read it all the time. I don't read every single post from people, and so it's a lot easier that way, because I've always heard, garbage in or negativity in, garbage out, negativity out, and I've always heard that. Just like, we tell our oldest, whatever you put into your brain is gonna come out in your actions and your words. So we try to keep them clear of certain things and whatnot, so they're not exposed to it, which I'm sure, everyone's exposed to things, but it's just not a constant where that's like their environment, So anyway, but yeah, and then I'm gonna start, not this podcast, but my next podcast, I'm going to start talking about things down here in the Coastal Bend. Probably next one I do, it will be where I talk about all the things that are down here that people can do, the fun activities, whether it be indoor at the Texas State Aquarium or outdoor on the beaches or whatever, and talk a little bit about those things. And then I'm gonna try to, just point out certain areas of interest down here, certain, maybe certain restaurants that are good, and good quality food and good prices and whatnot, and go from there. And then keep doing, I'm gonna work more on motivational podcasts as well. I think that's where I'd like my podcasts to go, is just, even if they're just short, every other day or whatever, just encouraging words every day, every other day, help people stay motivated and positive and whatnot. But and I'm trying to grow my Twitter account and Facebook account, and that's Twitter's taken off. Facebook I've always found hard to grow, like a page. It's really weird because even our autism Facebook page, we have like 300 and something likes, and on Twitter we have over 5,000 like followers, and I do believe that most of those are real. I looked it up once. I forget the site you can go to and look up and see who, you know, how many, the ratio of followers that are real versus like fake. And I'm assuming fake is those paid accounts where you buy followers or whatever. And but anyway, yeah, so and it's pretty much been the same amount of time. It's been like 6 years, 7 years, and you know, over 5,100 on one and then 300 on the other. So that's really kind of crazy. But Facebook is at Coastal Bend Chat, facebook.com Coastal Bend Chat. Twitter is twitter.com/CoastalBendChat. Instagram is /Coastal_Bend_Chat. And then our website is www.CoastalBendChat.com. And you're more than welcome to follow us there. Our email is coastalbendchat@gmail.com. But yeah, I'm looking forward to 2019. I think that I can hopefully achieve great things with this podcast and keep it moving forward and keep reaching people and touching people, hopefully encourage people, but get some kind of emotion out of people. But I'm looking forward to it, and I hope that everyone's doing the same on your end. But until next time, I will talk to you later, and I hope you have a great rest of this year and a happy new year. Please be safe and stay safe and sound out there New Year's Eve, and let's get 2019 rolling. Talk to y'all soon.